Board 800 is an online interactive collaborative whiteboard application. Very simple and straightforward to use. It tells you that on the home page, and they're not telling fibs. You'd simply click on the Start Drawing button. Then that offers you the option to choose your own URL or take a randomly generated one. You can then hand that around to the other people with whom you wish to collaborate on the board. And that's it, you start drawing. Your blank board that you're provided with has 10 pages by default, but you can add more if you need them. The tools that you can use are the standard ones you'd expect on an interactive whiteboard. So you've got a circle ellipse drawing tool, square or rectangle, triangle, point-to-point line drawing tool, freehand drawing tool. All of those you can change the colours of, and you can change the opacity. You've got a rich text editor tool. And you can also add images, not by uploading, but you need the URL of the image which is already online, but they're easy to bring in too. So I foresee the situation where you might be working with a group of students. Each student might work on a different page. Maybe you're going to provide them with an image that you want them to discuss or interrogate or label or deconstruct. And if you get that image online and provide the student groups with the URL, they can bring that in and then start to work on it on a different page each, perhaps. Or maybe they can work on the same page, but that takes a little bit more thought and care if they're all labelling at the same time on the same page. But all having done the separate work, they can then review each other's work and perhaps comment on each other's pages. When they're finished, the pages can be downloaded as PNG files and saved onto their computers. The URL stays valid, of a particular board, stays valid for 30 days. You don't need to create an account, so there's no way to save things, but that's actually perhaps not a bad thing. It's meant to be a transient tool where you're working on something for a short period of time, not saving it over a long period of time. And that's pretty much it. I recommend it. It's a very easy tool to use.